Hey guys, Trevor here, and welcome to my free e-course called E-commerce for Beginners. And the way this course is going to start out is going to go over kind of your why, because when you are first getting started making money online, you probably have a lot of different reasons and emotional triggers that are getting to want to take more action to change your life, whether it be from getting tired of your day job or wanting to travel the world. Starting an online business, otherwise known as an e-commerce business, can take on many different forms for you. So I'm going to talk about that a little bit here, and we're going to dive into how to start an e-commerce business and what are the best e-commerce platforms, and we're going to go into e-commerce apps, and I'm going to show you all the cool tricks and tricks and tips and how to get started. So let's dive into the why section first. So here's a little bit about me and my past. When I was first starting out in Los Angeles, I needed to get a job, so I needed money so that I can afford to live on my own, because my parents lived in Seattle and Idaho, and I didn't have a family base in Los Angeles, but I wanted to live there because I wanted to go skateboarding a lot. So it was either I get a job or I go back to Seattle or Idaho. And so what I found to do is I went to Craigslist and I looked around and I found a job in a warehouse out there. And the warehouse ended up working out. I got the job and grew from there. So after a few years of working there, I transferred into sales because I got really good with the product lines. And as soon as I discovered that there was a lot of online businesses that were buying stuff from my company I was working for and shipping them directly to their customers, I realized that I could probably start a similar business model myself in a different niche. The company I was working for sold locks and security hardware, and I didn't want to compete directly with them. So I decided to start off in a different niche that my business partner and I got into at the time that was really cool, trendy, and a little bit higher priced than, you know, the $10 or $20 average product value that you find on like Amazon.com and stuff like that. So at the time, I really wanted to get out of my day job. One of the things was I wanted to escape the rat race. I didn't want to have to live month to month anymore. I wanted to have more money in savings, and I wanted to be able to travel. One of the things about Los Angeles is it's very expensive to live there. Very difficult to sustain a household there and have plenty of stuff and places to go and things to do, and still actually put money away every month. I ended up going into debt quite a few different times out there just because I wanted to do stuff that I couldn't afford to do, and I would put it on my credit card. So I'm sure a lot of you guys might be in the same boat with that as well. Now, what I ended up being able to do also was, kick my boss out the door of my life and fire my boss. And that was the big thing too, is I didn't really like working for people. I didn't want to always have somebody breathing down my neck telling me what to do and when to do it, that I needed to be anywhere at a certain time. I could only take breaks for a certain period of time. I wanted to be able to live life however I wanted to live it. If I didn't want to go to work that day, I wouldn't go to work that day, you know, that kind of stuff. So building a business takes a lot of time and effort, and you end up working more than you might have worked at your day job, like evenings and weekends. But the benefit is that you could take a weekday off if you want to, you can wake up late, you can take breaks whenever you want to, you can go run errands, stuff like that, and really spend more time with your family, spend more time at home, or travel the world, whatever, you know, floats your boat, whatever makes you happy. So those were my whys. The number one was the location independence. I could work whenever and wherever and however much I wanted to at any moment. Of course, freedom comes with responsibility. So the deal there is that if you work more, you usually get more out of it. But of course, you have to be working smart and in the right ways too. So keep that in mind as well. But location independence is awesome when it comes to e-commerce, especially with drop shipping, which I'll talk about more later, where you don't actually have to have the products in stock in order to fulfill orders. It's a really great way to live location independent. Financial freedom, I mentioned that earlier. That's another reason why I wanted to start an e-commerce business. You might want to get out of your day job and actually have the money to not care about, you know, buying expensive food and buying expensive stuff and going on trips and seeing plays and doing cool stuff, you know, just sightseeing and stuff like that. Financial freedom's awesome. Traveling around the world or just traveling to other countries, traveling to concerts and traveling for events that you want to go see. Having the freedom to do that when you want to do it is really cool. You know, at the time back in LA with my day job, I always saw people going to Coachella, and I thought, man, how cool would it be to actually go to Coachella? And then, you know, I decided a few years later that, you know, I would actually go there because I could. I didn't have to ask for the time off anymore because I had my e-commerce business now, and that's what I did. Having no boss and manager is awesome again, and you might have the same thoughts. You might not like your boss. You might like your boss, but you might not like the fact that they have to micromanage you, and I never like being micromanaged, that's for sure. And the beauty of building an e-commerce business is that it truly is a real business. You're not building a fly-by-night company or anything like that. You actually are building a real business. So you're building an asset, and assets are really cool because actually someday later on, a few years down the line, If you wanted to, you know, get out of the niche for any reason, you could actually sell your business for quite a bit of money. 5 to 6 figures is the usual mark for, you know, your small boutique online business. And that's enough to live for a couple of years and literally do nothing. Or, you know, you can just use that money to parlay it into a bigger business venture where you actually do have to buy stock or capital or an inventory and something in order to do it. So there's a lot of different options there. So thanks for watching this video, guys, about the why you want to start e-commerce business. This is the first video of the e-commerce for beginners course. It's a free course and I'll be having it on Udemy and YouTube. So whatever platform you're on, go ahead and move on to the next video and we'll see you there. Next video is going to be how do you start an e-commerce business. Thanks for watching, guys.